All right, everybody. I'm honestly afraid that there is no going back at this point, and I'm going to explain exactly why throughout this video. Time and time again, America has run the experiment in the Middle East of regime change or attempted regime change. And oftentimes what you see is the country's institutions collapse on themselves, either in civil war or militias take over, or sometimes even worse, leaders fill the vacuum in these Middle Eastern countries, and it affects the country negatively for a while longer. You can look up Gaddafi in Libya. The United States killed him and people thought everything was going to get better. It got much worse. The country devolved into civil war. Now there are open-air slave markets. You can look at Saddam Hussein. People thought that capturing and killing him would take care of everything. It absolutely did not. This experiment has been run and it does not work. This brings me to the breaking news of this video that I want to jump into and break down. The new supreme leader of Iran just lost his father, wife, and children to American-Israeli strikes. Even before this occurred, he was seen as more extreme and more radical than his father. That is not a good thing. That is a bad thing. I'm just explaining how it is. In the name of neutralizing the Iranian regime, America and Israel just made it more radicalized than ever. It's worth pointing out that this is not like Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein in the sense that the Iranian regime is not just one person. It is not loyalty to one person. It is loyalty to the regime. There are over 1 million radicalized troops in the IRGC. They say 1 million strong who are willing to die to the very last one to protect the regime that they've fought for their entire lives. So the United States just set off a self-defeating chain of events that has not only spiked oil and gas prices. I mean, look at this one-year chart of the average retail price of regular gas in the United States. This is regular gas. It was quite steady in the $3 to $3.30 area for a bit. Then it actually dropped to about $2.80, $2.90. I remember it being around there. Now it has spiked up to $3.70 on the national level. This is the average gas price. And to what end? Just to make the country more radical, as we have done before in the past, time and time again. What about this? It says, I miss gas at $1.79. This was a Trump ad in 2024 that they placed around the country. I miss gas at $1.79 in mean tweets. Trump, Save America 2024, honk if you agree. Well, gas is now at $3.70, and those quote-unquote mean tweets have pulled us into a war, isolated all of our allies, and basically pissed off all of our enemies equally. Donald Trump 7 days ago stuck up the middle finger to the United Kingdom and said, we don't like when our allies are late to wars. We don't need you anymore. Then yesterday, Donald Trump was tweeting out about how we need the United Kingdom and other countries to escort ships through the Strait of Hormuz because oil prices are spiking so rapidly. So we're going to break this all down throughout the video. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are closer and closer to 2 million subscribers, the fastest growing Gen Z run independent media channel on all of the internet. And that's because of you all. So genuinely, thank you. I am eternally grateful. And let's continue with the breaking news updates. Drop Site News reports, Iran fires 10 different missile waves at Israel on Sunday as Trump again claims Iran is totally defeated. He claimed the other day, the war is over. But then he said, the pain is just beginning for Iran. But then Iran is totally defeated, but then we are striking back as Iran is striking us. Missiles are still being fired from both sides. Iranian media released footage of a new barrage on Sunday morning. It's 54th in total, as Tehran has said it targeted Israeli command infrastructure tied to air operations. Israel's Channel 12 reported a wave every 90 minutes since midnight. So things in the Middle East continue to escalate as the Trump administration gives mixed signals. And what is J.D. Vance saying? J.D. Vance is blaming the soaring gas prices on Joe Biden. Let me say this one more time. There is no going back. This is global humiliation for the United States in the form of isolation from our allies. No other countries want to help us after we've tariffed them to shit. Now, the reality is we all have a vested interest in helping each other. That is the way that the globe has been set up. That is the way that the infrastructure of the world has been set up for the better. When we're all trading and consensually exchanging goods, that is when the world is at its best. That is liberal trade policy that has brought so much freedom and so much overall wealth to these countries over the past 100 years, expanded our lifespan. Now, Donald Trump is uprooting that very, very rapidly, and blaming it on Joe Biden, even though he's the one who has shown himself not to have a steady hand. The lack of planning regarding Iran's control of the Strait of Hormuz is not just like a facepalm moment. It's stepping on the rake entirely. For decades, everybody has known. I have known. I'm 23 years old. I have known that this narrow stretch of water has been one of the most important choke points in the entire global system. 20 to 25% of the world's daily oil supply moves through that corridor every single day. And Donald Trump had no backup plan. And that's not just a regional issue. It affects gas prices across the world because the market is national. It affects gas prices across Europe. Inflation is now hitting everybody. And again, there is no going back. Who is J.D. Vance blaming it on? Joe Biden. Take a look.
All this conversation happens where Joe Biden left us in a terrible situation. And the reason why gas prices are where they are today is because of Donald Trump's work to get them lower, because in the Biden administration, they were crazy high. The gas prices we're seeing today are nothing like what we saw at the peak of the Biden administration, because the president has set us up for energy dominance. And one of the lessons we all have to take away, frankly, every time we get involved in anything overseas, whether it's in the Middle East or anywhere else, the thing we got to take away from it is energy dominance and energy independence.
Lord have mercy, that is quite the spin, as this is what the chart looks like. This is the 12-month average retail price chart. The reality is, J.D. Vance is spinning this out of his ass, and we have just rewired the incentives for Iran. So remember when we overthrew Mossadegh, their leader, back in the 1950s? It was 1953. We overthrew Mossadegh and replaced him with the Shah, a leader that ruled in a harder way with more of an iron fist, but also was friendlier with the United States and the United Kingdom. So oil was more accessible to us, but it came at the cost of the Iranian people. That pissed them off. And like 20 years later or so, what they did was the Iranian hostage crisis. They took a bunch of people hostage. They kidnapped them. There was a direct link to that. So we can fester resentment in a country and actually harden their political incentives in the wrong direction, harden their political incentives towards hatred, even if you're weakening their military capacity in the short term. The regime now has every reason to escalate, every reason to demonstrate strength, and every single goal that the Trump administration has illustrated would require some form of boots on the ground. I also want to point out just the human tragedy, the human cost of this war. A lot of times it's easy to talk about the Strait of Hormuz and the prices that do affect everybody, but hundreds are now mourning a Kuwaiti soccer player killed by Iranian drone strikes. Hundreds of people in Kuwait today turned out to mourn the death of Fahad al-Mahmad, a 33-year-old former national team soccer player and border force major. Quote, "As devastated I am over the loss of Fahad, I am also very proud of him," his brother told CNN's Nick Robertson. "He was very brave, ready to sacrifice his life, and he did sacrifice his life for this country." We need to be electing politicians in the Democratic Party across the government who understand the stakes of what is happening. We can't have these politicians who are delaying war powers resolution, who are allowing Donald Trump to consolidate power. As the midterm primary election and general election comes up, I urge everybody to stay informed on the elections going on nearby. It explains that the primary is on March 17th. No matter where you live in Illinois, make sure you go vote this Tuesday. This one is in Illinois District 2. It explains that Robert Peters was endorsed by Bernie Sanders. I really am a fan of Bernie Sanders. By Tony Preckwinkle, so very progressive. Donna Miller, backed by Trump donors. There is a phenomenon where some campaigns, some candidates will be taking money from Trump donors, from crypto donors, from AIPAC, despite having a progressive-facing campaign or a progressive-facing platform. So it's very important to elect the fighters who will go to Congress and who will make sure to fight for us. If you live in Illinois, please vote for Juliana Stratton. I am a massive fan of Juliana Stratton and her campaign. I very much so am also a fan of Governor J.B. Pritzker. I'll be rolling out a larger platform on who I endorse over the next few days. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.